This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, already live into the second hour of this worldwide broadcast. I'm here to defend America, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, our God-given rights. When Republicans come out and open our borders and try to get our guns and triple the size of the BATF and expand the Department of Education and sign on to UN treaties and give supercomputers to communist China, nuclear reactors in North Korea, try to restrict the First Amendment and elections with campaign finance reform and call themselves conservatives, that makes me sick. And the neocons running offense for them make me sick. And running defense for them make me sick. Wide open phones, a lot of calls in the second hour. Toll-free number to join me on air is 1-800-259-9231. I have more comments on the mind control guy who had kidnapped these five women, tortured them, controlled them, where when he released them, they wouldn't rat on him. That is the example, ladies and gentlemen, of how mind control works. Imagine if this scumbag, this human affluent, could do this. What can the government do? And they admit, what have they done? They're doing it on a mass scale with the TV, folks. So we'll get more into that and discuss it. It needs to be discussed. It's a great example of what we're talking about here in criminal psychology and how they've scared us all to go along with this evil and how they're titrating the dose, conditioning us to accept more and more. I beg government people out there listening, I beg everybody, get involved, face the horror of how bad things have gotten, how much liberty we've lost, who the real terrorists are, and let's stand up for America. Now, there is a ton of news, and I'm going to get to it too early in this hour, but right now let's get to these two callers who have been holding the longest, Elliot and Howard. Elliot, New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir. Appreciate you joining me, Elliot. Okay, Elliot's gone.
Hello?
Oh, you're there. Good.
Hey,
glad we were able to get you. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Basically, I want to talk about my bread and butter, which is networking. This whole Cisco thing, it's nothing new. In 1998, there was an issue with 3Com doing the same thing with their switches that left the back door.
Well, I mean, the Microsoft system sends back everything you do to some big giant system. And then when Microsoft got caught, they said, we don't know where the data goes. It was a glitch.
Well, it does. I mean, especially the new XP system, if it crashes, it wants to send, it asks you if it could send data. Nobody knows where that data goes. It says it sends it to Microsoft, but I highly doubt that. But anyway, with this whole Cisco thing, essentially, for those who don't know what a router is, it's a special computer.
They're the big integration network. They're the big hubs for the Internet.
Right.
They're backbone, folks.
They are the Internet.
They've been caught in massive surveillance with Echelon and Total Information. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's not hard. It's not hard to do that because what they do is they insert something called a sniffer onto a hub or a switch or a router. And basically what that does is it's like a magnifying glass. It analyzes the data as it goes by. And basically they can tell where the data is coming from, what's in the data packet, things of that nature. They can look at your data.
What about a proxy browser and proxy servers? That's what InfoWars.net does. And my internet, the guy that provides it and the big company that runs it, medium-sized company, but good folks, tells me it's one of the best things out there because it at least slows them down and keeps a lot of the marketing people from being able to access you, which then is turned over to the feds, and they're using systems that can't crack that.
The best firewalls, because that's basically what a proxy is, the best firewalls are a combination of different technologies and proxy being one of them.
Well, that's what he said. He said they have the firewall, they have the proxy servers, and they have the virtual browsers. He said with all three, it gives them a really hard time. Is that true?
Yes, it takes extremely long time, even for those Gibson boxes that they have, those what do they call them, Clemen or whatever those the name of those supercomputers are. It even gives them a hard time.
Praise.
Yes.
Stay there. We'll be right back. Let you finish up, Ellie, and then we'll go to Howard. And then I'm plunging back into the news, bravely plunging into it. Believe me, I'm sick of plunging into it. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The New World Order stands. Its foundation is ignorance. The general public being sappy, being easily manipulated, believing the lies, not even knowing what your system of government is. Did you know they don't teach in school most of the Bill of Rights anymore? They don't teach the separation of powers. They don't teach that our country is a constitutional republic, the difference between that and a democracy. Yeah, in the Greek democracy, if they voted to kill somebody, they'd throw them off a cliff just because they didn't like the way they looked or what they had to say. You can't do that in a republic. In a democracy, black people could go into slavery again. Did you know that? Yeah, if the white people and the Asians or people got together and said, let's put all black people back in slave pens. In your democracy, that would happen. So that's the reality, folks. And the average cop, the average person in the military is a good person. That is, they don't overtly engage in evil. They just accept evil as good and think this system is okay. And you know, you drive around in a neighborhood, you look at all the little houses, and everything looks happy and good. We have this Leave It to Beaver image. Imagine all the horrors because of government that those houses had gone through. Imagine the things that the culture had sold those families, how it had torn apart those homes. Imagine all the things that are going on right beneath the surface, the drug abuse, all of the garbage. And when you really start realizing what's going on right beneath the surface and now above the surface, it's horrible. And it is scary, but it's more scary to let it continue to grow. To watch the news whine and scream about one kidnapped girl and then to say we're going to put in a FEMA takeover system called Amber when it has nothing to do with Amber, and then to know that DynCorp has been caught kidnapping 200,000 women and children, shipped to undisclosed locations, caught in court, admitted it, nothing happened to them, UN diplomatic immunity, and the average American never heard about it, and will never hear about it. And to watch the very government involved in all this, posing as your savior, to know there's serial killers literally running things at the top, to know that the globalists are a collection, a criminal society of parasites and sadists who enjoy evil, that's why they're where they're at. By the very nature of the business, they're there in this corrupt system. Look at history. Look at what all dictators turn into. They weren't already evil, they become evil. Or someone even more evil replaces them. It is a system, a centrifugal system that concentrates pure evil. Pure evil is now taking control. I cannot list all the crimes and the sickening, systematic destruction of intelligence and history and everything. Elliot in New York was talking about Cisco Systems, the big backbone internet people with the big FEMA spy arms in it, big in echelon total information awareness. Elliot, you know, you say you're a network guy with computers. I mean, you remember in the mid-90s when they paid all those billions to have the networks put in the echelon snoop hubs? We'd report the financial news or the industry tech news, and people would call in and go, there's no such thing. Well, now it's announced everywhere, Elliot, that, oh, yeah, we're watching you, we're listening to you, that's what America's all about. That's to create a chilling effect. Go ahead, Elliot.
It's on Discovery Channel. I mean, if people don't watch TV, then that's their...
But it's like the New World Order 5 years ago. It doesn't exist. You're a kook if you say it as they're announcing it. And now, oh, yeah, there's a New World Order. It's incredible. Go ahead.
Well, this is the thing. I know you play that Jello Biafra skit, which is awesome. He's an awesome guy. I don't know if you know this. He's a hacker. He's a hacker, and he goes to the 2600 forums. I don't know if you know what 2600 is.
Yeah, I know. It's a magazine and a hacker group.
All right. Well, this is the thing. If this news gets out to the hacker community, which just came out today, correct?
Yeah, about Cisco.
You're going to see this week some of the denial of service attacks.
Well, that's terrible.
Well,
just horrible. Seriously, because that actually then affects the other side. People can't get to InfoWars if the whole backbone's under attack.
Well, no, I don't think they're going to attack the backbone itself. They're going to attack government-owned companies like Yahoo and all these other companies that have these fronts. People know that.
But here's the problem. They're all into it. The government came to the telecommunications industry and said, we're making it a law. You have to do it. And telecommunications said, no way. This is going to cost billions, so they paid to have it put in.
Horrible.
That's the problem. But, yeah, you're right. But the problem with this is everything's on this backbone. That's why they've gone directly to Cisco.
Well, Cisco owns the Internet, you know. Cisco... 99% of the internet runs on a Cisco router. So, you know, if people don't understand what's going on, and basically...
Well, I think what you need to do, if you're angry about this, if you're a shareholder, I bet there's somebody out there driving in their car right now that owns 1,000 shares of Cisco. If you dump that Cisco, and take your time, find another stock you think's better. If you dump that Cisco and buy something else and write them a letter and say, I dumped 1,000 shares, here's my number, because you did this, they'll start getting the message.
That's the thing. I'm studying the Cisco security, and I'm really surprised that they would, you know, do that. I mean, I believe you, because, like I said, 3Com did it.
I'm just reading off of CNET News.
It's just upsetting to me, you know?
Yeah, it says...
What else? You know what else upsets me, Alex? The fact that I can't go on a train and not see guys with M16s, you know?
Absolutely. It's. You think folks are going to wake up to what's happening, Elliot?
Look, they're either going to wake up and fight an info war, a gun war, or an information security war. Something's going to have to happen because getting worse.
Well, the problem is if you don't fight an information war and let folks know that we're wearing the white hats, they're wearing the black hats, The guys in the black hats are really good at putting a big white hat on and sitting there in front of a TV screen going, look, I'm the good guy. They're the bad guys. We've got to create our own infrastructure of information that is so key. Every person being an info warrior with real info, not speculation, but the facts, which most people won't put out when it's so plentiful, then we can discredit them. And that's already happening. They're in deep trouble. Thanks for the call, Elliot.
Thank you, sir.
Good to hear from you. Let's talk to Howard and then Ken, then I'm going straight to news. Howard, where are you calling us from today?
Missouri.
Good to talk to you. Oh, by the way, I'm coming up to Missouri.
Okay.
I'm going to be in Kansas City the 17th of May at the... Let me just read this now. I apologize. I know I put you on. I make you whole. Okay. It's a benefit for KCXL Radio and other Patriot for Profits. Lick your lips. I'm not charging him to come speak. I found out they try to get other Patriots to come speak, and it's all about, I want $3,000. I want blah, blah. No, I'm doing this to support KCXL. They're charging $15 to get in because they got to rent the hall and all that stuff. And it's to go to support a station that's been putting me on the air for I don't know, 3 years, and I'm going up there for free. They're going to pay for my hotel and take a couple of my people up there. I mean, I will be there with videos and stuff, but the point is I'm coming up there for benefit. Well, let me just finish. For KCXL Radio, 1140, the Liberty Factor is what it's been called. Craig Roberts is going to be there, Colonel Roberts with other speakers. May 17th, location, Blue Ridge Mall Expo Center, 5200 Blue Ridge Boulevard on I-70 between Kansas City and Independence, Missouri. And It's gonna be great, folks. Blue Ridge Mall Expo Center, Kansas City, Missouri, 5200 Blue Ridge Boulevard. Okay, go ahead.
I was going to mention to you, you know, you're talking about this kidnapping thing. You know, on top of the Missouri State Capitol, they've got a statue, and it's the Stures is in Roman, and in Greek it's Demeter, but it's just the opposite in the encyclopedia across from Democracy, but the chief myth relating to Demeter has to do with Persephone. One day, while the beautiful girl was picking flowers, the earth opened, and Hades, god of the underworld, took her to be his queen. Demeter searched over the whole earth for her daughter. Finally, Helios, the sun god, told Demeter that Hades had taken the girl to the underworld. Well, you know, this is on top of the dome on the Missouri State Capitol, and, of course, it was placed there in 1917, I think. But, you know, it's kind of funny. I was doing some research.
Yeah, in the 1913 on, they put occult symbols everywhere.
Right.
I mean, you go look at the Supreme Court building. There's owls, demons. I mean,
right.
It's a joke, folks. It's all Illuminati symbolism. The all of Washington D.C. is laid out. I mean, the pyramid of Lucifer, folks. The all-seeing eye.
That's exactly right.
I mean, the encyclopedia will tell you what that is.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, that's just what I was going to say, you know, it's also, you know, it talks about the also Hades, but, you know, the idea behind it is, you know, I just run
across. Yeah, they put that up there, and he's up on top of the Capitol searching for freedom.
Right.
Searching for the people because everybody's been pulled down into Hades.
Right. But
so basically, what is that saying? He's standing on top Hades. The capital is Hades.
Yeah, and we're under an enslavement of Satan. You know, with you know, and there's another word here that you need to explain is democracy. There's two forms of democracy: is indirect or representative democracy, and direct democracy. So, you know, they're kind of switching us. One day they're telling us we're under representative democracy, and the next day we're under a monarchy, which is a direct monarchy or dictatorship. Democracy, they call it, you know.
Direct dictatorship, what are you talking about?
Well,
look, I really do appreciate the call. Good points, and I hear you. Maybe you're talking about the modern monarchies like Juan Carlos in Spain, where he doesn't really do anything, though he has some veto power. And then you've got the parliament, same thing in England. But I appreciate the call. We'll come back and talk to Ken. And then that's it for calls for this hour. I'm sorry. We'll have open phones in the next hour, but I'll talk to Ken. Because I need to cover this news. I mean, there's two giant stacks here. Somebody's got to do it. And so stay with us. And yes, my websites are prisonplanet.com, infowars.com, and infowars.net. All different websites. My wife does infowars.net and com. They're great. Paul Joseph Watson out in the United Kingdom does prisonplanet.com. And the PrisonPlanet.com is great because it has original articles I've written, stuff Watson's written, other great writers who are listeners of this show. We appreciate getting the word out. And he has hundreds of my best radio interviews saved in the audio section. and dozens of transcripts that listeners have done of interviews. A lot of original great stuff and also cutting-edge news at PrisonPlanet.com. And yes, all that bandwidth is very expensive to have streaming audio and video. I suggest you go to the websites and purchase some of my videos or my books because we need your support if we're going to keep streaming to millions of you. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer Air Purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24 hours, 7 days a week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor, and the Aeronizer kills bacteria and mold. It works in the way that nature does, and cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Can you imagine how hard it would be to drive across the country without a road map, and how easy it would be to get lost? Navigating through the world of U.S. gold and silver coins can be equally as challenging. Fortunately, there is a roadmap to guide you through the maze of U.S. coins. The Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins and History provides you with the knowledge you'll need to make informed decisions when it comes to collecting and investing in U.S. gold and silver coins. The year 2003 edition of the Red Book, A Guide to U.S. Coins, has hit the bookstores, and Ted Anderson of Midas Resources wants to help you be one of the very first to own this guide with a very special offer. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering the 2003 Red Book and a U.S. 90% silver dollar over a $20 value for only $15. But you've got to act fast by calling toll-free 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Coin values are always changing, and so is the Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. Get the 2003 edition today. Call 1-800-686-2237. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Are you prepared? Seems that more terrorism on our soil is inevitable. Chemical attacks, biological, nuclear, who knows for sure what dangers lie ahead for America. Recent articles have pointed to vulnerability in our agricultural industry. An attack on our food supply would be devastating. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute has been alerting people to this very real possibility for years. She's helped many of us to prepare for these threats to our survival. Call the ARC Institute today at 1-800-255-1912 and ask about protecting your family's food supply with heirloom seeds. Heirloom seeds have been carefully passed down from generation to generation, preserving America's ability to feed herself. We've certainly been getting some conflicting advice from Washington on how to protect against biological and chemical attacks. Jerry can help here too. The book, Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, will give you all the information you'll need to ensure your family's safety. They say you can't buy happiness, but peace of mind is available at the ARC Institute. Call the ARC Institute today, toll-free, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or visit arcinstitute.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. Final call for this hour, Ken in Fort Worth, Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah. Hey, Alex, Tom Ridge is live right now on C-SPAN, too.
Oh, great. Tom Ridge, our illustrious leader. What is he saying? Give him a ball of rice.
I'm just kind of watching while I'm talking to you. Hey, there's a video called While Reagan Was Shot. Maybe people could take a look at it. It's worth watching. Hey, you go to Amazon Books and put in FBI, and there's a whole string of books on there. And have you seen this court case by this Schlund, S-C-H-L-U-N-D, the third, by George Bush on APFN? It's got 80 parts. You can print it out right now.
Well, man, you're hitting me with too much info, Ken. I can't even keep track of it all.
Yeah, go to APFN, American Patriots Friends Network.
Yeah, I know. That's a good site.
Okay, there's a court case by S-C-H-L-U-N-D, the third. And he brought the case against Daddy Bush. And it's you can print it out. There's 80 parts. And it's worth reading. It's almost a book.
Hey, what is Lord Ridge saying? You know, just to call in and say he's on TV. What is Lord Ridge saying?
I don't. He's talking about what they've been doing.
Oh, taking over everything and slaving us. It's so good. And, so conservative. Hand over your guns. Okay.
Hey, one more item. There's a book called Secret Societies of America Left by Stephen Sorop. In there, he mentions that Dick Cheney is not Skull and Bone, but he's got nine of them in his family that was or are.
Well, I mean, that's what MSNBC says.
Yeah.
That there are actually Skull and Bones groups in other universities secretly, and they have them in Tennessee. UT has one. Very internal groups, much smaller nodes of the larger group, along familial family lines. People's families who've been in two or three generations are allowed to set up their own chapters in other sectors to expand the power of the cult of death. That's what they call it themselves. The cult of white supremacy and death is the true name of it. Basically, it translates in Germany.
Anyway, so
in a German.
That nine of them chain his family are. Hey, let me ask you a question. You know that the FBI snooping around the libraries. What do you think they're going to go in and purge books?
Well, you might as well purge books. It's about a chilling effect. Oh, watch what you read. That book's there, but if you read it, it's a chilling effect.
Taking them out and never telling anybody.
Well, the truth is they're never going to look at it. They can't keep track of it. If they knew everything you did with computers, they couldn't look at it all, track it all down, do anything with it. They're announcing all this to scare us
right. So
we don't read. It's the equivalent of burning books.
That's right.
Thanks for the call, you evil right-winger, you.
Later.
Oh, I forgot. He's pro-gun, pro-family, pro-America. He's liberal. That's right. Barbara Boxer is now conservative. She's for arming the pilots. I can't believe that. That's so funny. Bush tried to block arming the pilots, but Barbara Boxer wanted it. Okay, now I'm sitting there looking at all this news. I want to go back over this just briefly. I'm going to come back and get to all the fresh news in Iraq, and I'll have time to cover it all, and perhaps even slowly, so we can get to all of it in the next 27 minutes after this break. I got a couple minutes right now, and I want to be able to go over this. Again, this is what I'm talking about. You don't think the government can engage in mind control on a mass scale or on the scale of just kidnapping someone and turning them into a hitman to go out or a mass shooter. Which we know they've done. There are Senate reports. Our government admits it, okay? It's not a conspiracy theory. It's like New World Order. The New World Order's public. They're writing about it every day. I see major newspapers saying it's a New World Order every day. Presidents give speeches. But when I say it, it doesn't exist because I'm against it. It's like if you say the government's bad, they kidnap people and make mind control slaves. They say, oh, you're crazy. And then you go, well, the news just said it, but they say it's good. Oh, well, it's good. And then simultaneously, they are practicing mind control. The person will say it doesn't exist. They're under mind control. If there's any responsibility or anything scary, it doesn't exist. But if the government says it, it exists, and it's good. You understand the total mind control? That's on a mass scale. On the microscopic level here, profile of kidnapper, it's all about control. This is the Post Standard. Absolute domination, it explains why Jomeski alleged victims wouldn't flee. The last teenager, John Jomeski, allegedly held captive, seemed to have had a few opportunities to flee, but didn't take them. It may be hard to fathom, experts say, but it shows the level of control kidnappers can have over their victims. Well, I mean, what does a judge do? They call you in, they yell at you, they say sign documents. It's totally criminal what they're doing. You sign documents, you plea bargain, haven't done anything, you go to prison for no reason. It's all levels of mind control, levels of intimidation. And you wonder, I mean, the government admits they can grab you, drug you, torture you, make you a total mind control slave. And people go, oh, they couldn't do that. But But this guy would torture, could have women, torture them for months, have them as slaves for a year to 6 months, release them, and 5 years later they weren't telling on him. Starting to get the picture. It's mind control. The way to defeat mind control is to be aware of it, the different layers of it. You are under mind control attack by Peter Jennings and Rush Limbaugh. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for...
The call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm here doing this show 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. And, of course, during the day from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we go out on the AM and FM dial. A lot of new affiliates turning us on. We love all you guys and gals. God bless you. Be sure, listeners, to support them and support their sponsors. And we also go out on shortwave during the day at 12.172 and another frequency, 9320, and at night at 5.085 and 6890. One more little announcement, and then I'm going to get back into the calls, or get back into the news and then into the calls. There's a benefit for KCXL Radio, a great station up in, in Kansas City. And it covers Kansas City, and I've been on it about 3 years. We've gotten a huge response from the station, and they carry about 2 hours of my show weekdays. I wish they'd carry all three, but especially since I'm such a good guy. I mean, I really am. I don't like to brag, but a lot of the so-called patriots disgust me because, you know, the radio stations ask them to come speak, and I can't go to a bunch of other stations, folks. I'm going to KCXL. Maybe a year later I'll go somewhere else or something. And I'm proud of myself because, I mean, I said, you know, I don't want a bunch of money to come speak to you guys. Go ahead and sell your tickets to help the station and, you know, expand what you're doing. That's what they're going to do. I said, you go ahead. And just get me a hotel, and I'll come up with my staff, and I'll pay them. And I'm proud of that. I'd like to see more patriots lead by example and do those sorts of things. You know, my films. I say you can make copies of my videos for nonprofit educational purposes if you don't sell them. You can make copies of them for nonprofit educational purposes. I don't know anyone else that does that. I've heard others that refuse. Well, if somebody does that, they really don't care, folks, because that's the only way we're going to affect change. To just sell a few thousand copies of a video isn't going to do much. But if you get my videos and you make 20 copies apiece and you give them to people and you tell them to make copies, thousands turn in to millions. Millions. And I do radio interviews across the country. From Ithaca, New York, to L.A., California, to Houston, Texas, to Dallas, to wherever. To Bowling Green, Kentucky. And people call in and they say, I've seen your videos. And I ask them, did you get it from me? And they go, no, my neighbor made a copy who got a copy of a copy. I saw it on Access TV and recorded it. My Christian TV station aired 30 minutes of it. And I did order a copy. You know, you occasionally hear something like that. Commercial TV stations have aired it. You know, I have a deal where it's not copyright for broadcast, nonprofit broadcast or access or whatever. You know, we got to do this. Business owners, you got to sponsor radio stations, but tell the truth. And that's how you support getting the word out. You know, I've done all I can for this country, and yeah, I'm proud of it. I don't really toot my horn enough, but I'm only tooting it hoping that people out there will lead by example and will tell the truth and will get involved. And I hope you will come to the benefit for KCXL Radio, the Liberty Factor, a lot of great speakers. Of course, I'm the anchor of it. I was going to be the only speaker, and I said, you know, I think I'll get others to come. And Colonel Craig Roberts is coming, and some others that are about to be announced here in a second. So you don't want to miss it. It's KCXL 1140, The Liberty Factor, May 17, 2003, Blue Ridge Mall Expo Center, 5200 Blue Ridge Boulevard on I-70 between Kansas City and Independence, Kansas City, Missouri. Because I appreciate their commitment 3 years carrying this show. But I am coming up there. I'm going to pick up the third hour. Because, I get complaints every day. And imagine what they get, that my third hour isn't on there. I'm tired of it, so I'm coming up there. Put me on the third hour. I'm told they might put me on at night, though, or something. I don't know. But we help those who help get the word out to the country, ladies and gentlemen. So it's $15 to get in, and it's they're renting the place, the gun show that holds 8,000 people. I doubt we'll have that, but I bet we're going to have thousands. And it's $15 to get in to the event that supports KCXL, that carries a lot of shows over the last 6 years, I'm told, been carrying me for three, that talk about the New World Order and the reality. Real right-wing radio, which you could call populist radio, really. People that actually believe, if you call yourself a conservative, that you don't reinstate the Clinton gun ban. You know, radicals like that are on the station. And so we want to keep it that way so that doesn't go, you know, all sports or something. We want to support KCXL 1140. There are things your station can do. I think all these stations out there that carry us ought to open bookstores. KCXL's done it years ago. They've been very successful. I think all of you stations out there that carry this show ought to have a bookstore and ought to carry patriot titles and insert real conservative titles. That means, you know, pro-America. It can't be mean you're pro-UN. You got these neocon conservatives. We're not talking about those. You ought to all do it. And that's a good point. I really hope that folks will get my videos. I've made 8 films, and I've written a book to send to Tyranny. The book's $12, 230 pages, full of graphics and diagrams. And a lot of folks are big on reading, and they like to learn by reading. So we offer the book for that. It's about 9-1-1, a great New World Order overview, and what their master plan is, and the Patriot Act, and the rest of it. It's a really good book, $12. I suggest you get it. My films are $25.95, all over 2 hours, and they're $20 if you order three or more. Big discount there. $18 discount with 3-tape special, and it gets bigger as you order more tapes. So call toll-free. Don't wait. Get my videos that are really waking people up, and make copies. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or net. Or you can simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or 1-888-253-3139. Why you wouldn't get the police state videos? Why you wouldn't get the Road to Tyranny or the Masters of Terror? Why you wouldn't get Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove? You want to see what your Christian president does there with Moloch? Yeah, it's right out of Eyes Wide Shut. Then I don't know what I can do for you. 888-253-3139. All right, let me in the 20 minutes we got left here in this hour, get straight into news. There is a lot of it. Galloway, I'm the victim of Blair's revenge. Sunday Herald. Blair's the president over there. Exclusive. It's clear that the war party, the UK and the US, want to silence opponents. And it says George Galloway claims he has been set up by the British and US governments to exact revenge for his high-profile anti-war campaigning over the invasion of Iraq. An exclusive interview yesterday with the Sunday Herald, Galloway said, "What is clear is that the war party, meaning both the US and UK, well, the globalists control us, not the US and UK, are determining the exact revenge, determined to exact revenge and to silence the remaining opponents that have for what they have done as evidence of their desire to push for the political opponents." Galloway cited U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell's statement last week that France would face consequences because of its opposition to the U.S.-led war in Iraq. France has got about 3 million Muslims, folks. That's why they're against it. And you better wake up to that. Very, very violent ones, by the way. MP may be tried as traitor, and that's the London Guardian headline. George Galloway, the anti-war Labour MP, member of Parliament, who is suing over allegations he secretly took money from Saddam Hussein, faces the prospect of a criminal prosecution for treachery. And it goes on to say in an interview with Abu Dhabi TV during the Iraq conflict, Galloway said the best thing British troops can do is to refuse to obey illegal orders. Well, folks, it's not treason to tell people not to follow illegal orders. I mean, you know, tell the Nazis, you know, don't shoot that person in the back of the head. That's what Nuremberg said. And that was his quote. And he has, they're going after him for treason charges. They're calling in this country for anyone that criticizes any government policy, because, you know, the war on terror is this foggy thing. Complain about checkpoints, complain about surveillance, complain about those hover drones. You're a traitor. And the war will never end, they've told us. It's an endless, shadowy terrorist who will just keep attacking us. And, oh, the government hates it, but they'll have to get total power and run our lives. They don't want to run everything, but they're going to, don't worry. And Halliburton hates being given a $7 billion contract, no bids allowed, but it's a new age of corruption, folks. And it goes on, New York Times playing the left-wing part. We're not lying, a Bush administration official told ABC News, but the administration was just engaging in a matter of emphasis, the official was referring to the way the administration hyped the threat of Saddam Hussein's weapons posed against the United States. A British newspaper, The Independent, reports that intelligence agencies on both sides of the Atlantic were furious that briefings they gave political leaders were distorted in the rush to war. Well, Capitol Hill broke it, and AP reported on it. It was admitted that top CIA and FBI people, by top analysts, not gangsters like the leadership, Tenet, I mean, the guy's ready for The Sopranos, just the way he looks, folks, and talks, much less his activities. I mean, you know, you can judge a book by its cover in his case. He isn't doing it, but some of the mid-level folks are. They said Saddam doesn't have any of this. He's not a threat. He's the most Stone Age country over there. What about North Korea? And they told him, you create false terror alerts to, quote, create hysteria. That's mainstream, folks. So, now comes out that Galloway, it's proven, the documents saying he got money from some group that might have supported Saddam or forgeries. Our government admits, folks, they created fake nuclear documents from an African country to Saddam. Our government made it up. Didn't just, accidentally think it was chemical weapons or something, you know, like they keep doing on accident, but falsifying, making false documents. I mean, come on. And it goes on and on. Doesn't matter, though. Treason charges. And it turns out they're... If you or I call in a bomb threat, we go to jail and we should. But not when these guys do it. Jobless and hopelessness may quit the labor force. That's what the New York Times says. Kind of a weird headline. Jobless and hopeless may quit the labor force. Okay? Worn down by job searches that have stretched on for months, demoralized by disappointing offers of outright rejection, some unemployed people have simply stopped the search. As the nation enters a third year of difficult economic times, these unemployed, from factory workers to investment bankers, the wonderful naphtha and gas really helped you, didn't it, have dropped out of the labor force and entered the invisible ranks of the people not counted in the unemployment rate. And how are they living? They sold their houses. They moved into dirty little apartments. You own a $200,000 house, you sell it, you downgrade. And you try to get a job at McDonald's, they're laying off about 10% of their workforce, so is everybody else. So even the precious service jobs, you think you'll get a job doing customer service at Dell? Sorry, that just got exported to India. Think you'll get a job? No, you won't, folks. And they knew it. But the same government that tells you how great the war on terror is the same one that told you NAFTA and GATT were going to make you rich. Well, did it? No, it didn't. And so the unemployment rate is actually about 10% right now. Yeah. It's not 5, 6% like they're saying. It's more like 10%. And by the way, some say it's actually 15% because they count everybody that's working two jobs, they count that twice. You got 287 million people. They count that.
Uh-huh.
And so while you're fighting with the illegal alien from China or Mexico for a job, huffing the TB, just remember that. You're competing with people in India, in Russia, in China. The jobs are leaving Mexico now to China. Oh, yeah, it's that bad, folks. Miami journalist shipped implantable ID company puts product into science writer. And anything for hype. They first lied and said that all the hospitals had gotten their injectors in Miami. Turned out it was a total lie. They had signed a contract with the Bureau of Prisons of California. That came out, and California Bureau had to drop that. Yeah, forcible implantation. Little too scary for folks. Don't worry, the kids are all being taught with their Time Life for Kids in the school, though, that chips are fun. There's a man called Mr. Chipper. He wants you to get chipped. That's the promotion. And they got Spy TV for Kids in Canada about how every child needs to be chipped. It's on their website. Meanwhile, a June deadline looms for the financially troubled company to pay out the $30 million IBM loan. Funny, I reported that first. You know, about 2 years ago, I read their financial filings. Not just IBM were on that daily. The Communist Chinese Army owns the other half. And that's where the plant's being built. And don't worry, they're gonna be pulled out the next year because the Army has already told all its top officers, you'll soon all be getting implanted chips. Applied Digital Solutions, maker of implantable identification chips for humans, is ramping up a new medical blitz, media blitz, with the chipping of a reporter and unveiling yesterday in London of a new temperature-sensitive microchip. Applied Digital Solutions, NASDAQ ADSX, a West Palm Beach, Florida maker of the implantable Verochip, coined the term getting chipped as part of the marketing campaign that attracted worldwide coverage. They did it, and their stock plunged from $5 to about, what was it, 65 cents or something. It's low. Now it's like at a dollar or something last time I checked. The Verochip is an injectable radio frequency identification chip marketed for human use. It can carry a unique identification number along with other data in addition to wirelessly wireable available. And it goes on. I'm not going to read any more. It's totally disgusting and evil. But my cousin last Monday, who runs the whole Hubbard, he doesn't. He's in logistics. I can't say too much. Let's just say he works at the airport in the Army with the APD and the hover drones and the helicopters. I've got to call him. I wonder if he's in trouble. I got hover drone visits yesterday and helicopter visits. Oh, it's on video. I'll air some of it tomorrow on TV. On my TV show, I do Wednesday nights here in Austin. Maybe I got time to stick it in Police State 3, Total Enslavement, before I release that in a few weeks. I don't know. Can't handle it anymore. Got an email here from Kansas City. The guy says, yeah, I heard you say that you got, you know, the internal document about how postal workers can't leave if there's a red alert and they'll have to stay for days and can't get their kids. And I was pulling into a post office in Kansas City when you said that. And I walked in, and the postal guy at the counter said, yeah, it's true. Well, folks, you don't have to go ask the postal workers. The Gannett News Service had FEMA saying you can't leave your house, and you'll, quote, lose all your rights under a red alert, martial law. That's on Infowars.com. It's all out in the open. I'm glad you went and asked the postal people, because it's true. Oh, but a lot of people, any way to deny what's happening on this show, they'd rather just hate me. I'm not saying this person emailed me did, but they'd rather just hate me than face the facts. I know the facts are scary, but just because you deny it doesn't mean it's not there. You know, they're telling the troops they're all about to get their chips. I mean, it's getting serious, folks. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass
trespassing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Sharon lost 28 pounds with Collagenate from Vim and Vigor.
Because I lost 28 pounds and my husband could see the difference in me, I encourage him to start taking Vim and Vigor also because he needs to lose weight and he's already lost 10 pounds and is happy about it.
Not only are Sharon and her husband glad to have lost 28 and 10 pounds with Collagenate from Vim and Vigor, that's weight Sharon didn't think she'd ever lose.
I have a thyroid problem and blood pressure, and Vim and Vigor has really been a blessing to me in helping me to lose the pounds I thought I couldn't lose. I've lost 28 pounds and counting.
That was Sharon's personal experience while taking Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. What are you waiting for? Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446 and get $25 off a 3-month supply. 1-800-622-8446. That's 1-800-622-8446.
He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shining star.
All right, my friends, we're going to open the phones up in the next hour, and I've still only covered 20% of the news. Frankly, I'm not going to lie. 10%, okay? And I can never cover it all, but I'm going to try to cover another 20%, another 10%. I don't know, in the next hour. And take your calls, the 1-800-259-9231. I remember when I went and made America Destroyed by Design. I mean, I read the documents, read the Forest Service announcements. They were going to shut the parks off to cars, shut down some areas, some of the campsites, then all the areas and all the campsites, and shut off whole areas even to hiking. I mean, this was official. And I put it in the film, showed the executive orders, showed the Forest Service admitting it. They threatened to arrest me for asking. It's all on tape. And I've probably gotten hundreds of emails and letters over the years. That's crazy. They won't shut down the parks. I was digging through news I never covered this morning. Last Monday, a couple mainstream news articles, they're going to shut down a couple of big parks. You'll have to stop at the entrance and get on a bus and go in. They're shutting down campsites, can't stay in them, can't do anything. Just letting you know who the boss is. I got that article. I got just insane corruption article. It's nuts. It's all crazy. It's totally insane. And, I mean, here it is. Forced busing in national parks decried as anti-people, CNS News. And it goes on to say they're forcing visitors out of their cars and into big buses. And it says that they're shutting down the campsites. It says that it's Yosemite, Grand Canyon, a bunch of places. Yellowstone says the Park Service is engaging in social engineering at Yellowstone. It's trying to do the same thing at other national parks. Fishman warned, forced busing did not work in Los Angeles or in Boston schools, and it won't work in the national parks. And it says Bush won't kill the plan. And of course he won't. He's a guy. The guy on your scale, phony concern, the guy's a communist. He isn't really a communist, but in this whole left-right phony paradigm, he's closer to Mao Zedong than he is to George Washington. I'll just put it that way. I mean, you know, look at the policies, not the rhetoric. And it says the green groups are engaging in pagan worship of trees, and they are willing to sacrifice people in the preservation process, Cushman said, the head of the American Land Rights Association. That's a big group, folks. And it says here the pagan groups want the parks totally shut down. Yeah, that's what it's about. And it says, list other people here. This is the news is so insane now, there's no way to even cover it. That's the problem. Another one here, man charged with crime for protecting a sheep. Mountain lion was publicly eating them, and one of his employees saw it gobbling sheep and shot it, which you're actually allowed to do. The cougars are way up in population numbers now. Folks, I even saw one run real quick in the woods in East Texas when I was deer hunting about 4 years ago. I mean, they're back. Big time. They were always there. A bunch of other news. There's an article here out of the Baltimore Sun on Orwellian purge. And it says that the government now is purging libraries of large portions of their print and computer systems of stuff. I told you they're throwing away all the old Patriot books, the old dictionaries, the old encyclopedias that had different definitions. By the way, the schools are taking 1984 out. Do you know that? Yeah, one of the greatest class cases of contemporary literature in George Orwell's 84, a novel routinely taught in English classes in the country. It goes on to say many readers are riveted by 84 and Orwell's terrifying vision of a totalitarian society ruled by Big Brother and dominated by control of all citizens' reading material, actions, and even thoughts. And it goes on to say doublespeak, saying one thing and meaning another, dominates in 1984. Well, this writer doesn't understand what doublespeak is. Freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength. No, doublethink is being able to say, when I say New World Order is bad, you go, there is no New World Order. And then 5 minutes later, Walter Cronkite announces New World Order on that PBS special last week. And you go, yes, it's good, it's real. That's doublespeak and doublethink. It's being mentally ill, the whole population, mentally ill, drooling morons. We'll be right back. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed.